a media report reveals that posing for a photo with the victory or peace sign may cause your fingerprint information to be stolen. Is that true?
Well, according to Beijing News, who cited experts, yes, it is possible that posing for a picture and flashing that lovely V sign that's so common in so many places may expose your fingerprints, giving criminals an opportunity to steal your important information. Researchers with the National Institute of Informatics in Japan successfully retrieved fingerprint information from a picture during an experiment, even though the subject was photographed from, I think, 3 meters away. And that's around 10 feet, according to the newspaper. So basically, you don't even have to be right there in front of the picture to be flashing that peace sign to get busted. And you know, these photos include both people's faces and fingers, so there's even facial recognition that they can get from you. People that are really at high risk here are maybe celebrities and whatnot. That's what they're speculating. And when I thought about that, okay, so this is my breakdown, okay? I don't think we're gonna see like a bunch of people running around doing this, because I think this requires a skilled criminal, someone with an education in how to do this, possibly an engineer in software and these kind of things. And so with an education, I think they'll realize maybe it's not worth risking to get busted on the low profile people, the people you can't make a lot of money off of. So they'll probably go after the people that have money, or maybe celebrities or these kind of things. And so that being said, I think it's not going to be something that's rampant and happening all the time, but if it does happen, it'll be kind of a niche thing. And lastly, I just want to speculate that if this is true, I want people to keep in mind that it doesn't matter moving forward from now if you do or do not flash that sign. There's probably tons of pictures of all of us out there flashing these kinds of signs, exposing our fingers in some way. Even movie stars in movies they've made in the past, I can buy the Blu-ray HDDD TVs or whatever and maybe rip them off that way. You know, this seems like kind of scary, because where does it stop? There's so much information that they could use from our past.
That is so true. Ooh. And with social media and, you know, just...
I'll be right back, guys.
Yes, Ryan has just... Oh, but you can still hear him. I was going to say he's out of the door, but obviously I am lying. I didn't want to do that. And Ryan, that was very distracting. When he was giving his speech, it was intelligent and informative and all that.
Aww.
And then his giant hands were just waving in my face.
Yeah, and probably got my fingerprint.
Take a picture of that.
Yes.
Don't take a picture.
See, I should, and I'd be able to break into his house, or no, your
no,
house is
apartment.
Or bank account or whatever in the near future. But I live in a cave, so I'm not equipped with the technology. But I know apparently some people are able to do this, and I'm not surprised that it's the Japanese experts that came up with a study like this one. Because Japanese people, especially, I think I was just going to say cute girls, but also guys as well,
they love flashing the V sign
or the victory sign. It's like a cultural thing to some extent. And yeah, you're putting yourself in potential danger, it seems.
Yeah, the reason that we really care about this and are talking about it is not only because that this Japanese guy has... had a breakthrough in this technology, but also because more and more people are found of using their fingerprint as a way to secure their information. Or let's see, there's a survey conducted last year by China UnionPay, a interbank transaction settlement system. 83% of respondents said they had used a mobile phone to make a payment in the past year, while 13% said they were willing to try biometric technology-based authentication methods. That is to say, more and more people are thinking it's a nice way not to come up with a password that is easily to be forgotten. Instead, using your fingerprint or your facial information or your eye, I guess you can do that.
Your eyeballs.
Yeah, eyeballs, so that you secure information. And I've encounter this little joke saying that it is really a sad thing that I have to come up with a 6-digit password to secure my bank account, which only had a 2-digit saving in it.
Aww.
So let me just use my fingerprint.
At the end of the day, though... At the end of the day, though, I think what's more important is keeping the money safe in there, even if it makes your life a little more inconvenient. But yes, if you're like me, being a goldfish, can't remember anything. Dude, you guys have no clue how many times I've had to get my passwords emailed to me because I forget these things. So these biometric ways of getting into our devices and whatnot, those are nice for people like me, that as soon as I create that password, I forgot it, okay? So, tough life, right? But let's keep... I want to talk about how this could be a bigger problem in the future. That is, people stealing your biometrics. There is at least one well-known Chinese online retail platform that allows customers to purchase a DIY fake fingerprint kit... for just 23 yuan. So
wow,
basically,
it's a good deal. Oh, I said too much.
It even teaches them how to basically carry out the process of getting someone's fingerprint or your own fingerprint. So, you know, it's like basically the starter kit for this kind of problem. Though it can only be used on certain cell phone brands, it's not really the most tech-savvy way of getting this done. As I understand it, if you really want to pull someone's fingerprint off a picture, you need actual special machinery. But still, this could be a problem, even if it's just a fingerprint kit people can buy. And you know, I think Mei Lin, director of the Cyber Physical System R&D Center at the Ministry of Public Security's Third Research Institute, said this perfectly. She said, in physical space, biological features such as your facial features and fingerprints are the only solid proof of your identity. On the internet, they're just digitalized information that can be easily duplicated and reused. What I want to say is, once you log in using your fingerprint once or your facial recognition once, that is now digital data that if someone can get access to, can easily recreate and authenticate using your biometric or, you know, your bio passwords to get into your systems. Even things, not necessarily a bank account, but like, let's say a cloud system where I have sensitive pictures or sensitive videos or my life on my phone or whatnot.
What's up there?
Yeah. I feel like this risk is so real, but this real risk actually remind me of something that is kind of a fiction. That is, when the clone technology first started, people are saying, what if in the future we can get a hair out of some person and then clone a identical person with the DNA in that hair. And also in some sci-fi movies, you can see a robot look exactly like you, or it can be looked like exactly like whoever he wants. And I believe in one day that will all be reality. But I also believe even in those days, there will be some countermeasures to protect us from that, some kind of way that will make sure our identity is still safe. We just got to be careful with our personal information and have some faith in the future.
Okay, Niu Honglian, what you said there, first of all, scared me. And second of all, I don't know if I can share that rosy attitude towards technology, because I think I understand you saying that on the one hand, with technology A being developed, a counter strategy of technology B might be developing at the same time. But the problem is, if they're not developing or being implemented in daily use at the same speed or time, because now this looks actually very real to me, that it's not that difficult to get biometric information and data on one person and use it in some other way, and God forbid it gets in the wrong hands of wrong people. As these days, if you apply for a visa to go to the UK or a lot of places, you need to give them biometric information. And to and also in, I think it's called smart technology for like smart living, now you can control house appliance and get into your front door and other safe or other sensitive items in your life via fingerprints or facial recognition. And it's not that hard to duplicate or just copy your information in these areas. That is just so scary for people, and it's not secure a feeling for cave people like myself. And sometimes I think actually doing it the ancient way is not a bad idea. That's just pinning in my number.
Yeah, I think some things people should know, though. This is still very rare in China. And it's still actually, despite how we've maybe made it seem, it's really difficult to carry out doing something like this, especially off of something like a photograph. So that means it requires someone with a really good education and the ability to know how to do something like this, which I think, you know, most often those people aren't criminals. But anyways, that being said, I'm going to side with Hyung on this one. The best way to protect yourself is, you know, with a pin, as we call it in the U.S., a pin that only you know, that's in your mind, you know. Biometrics, it seems like anyone can, with a photo or maybe just coming up and touching something after you've touched it, can get your identity. But when your identity is in your mind, right, that's a little harder to access.
Yes.
And one little suggestion for the scientists out there, which I know some of you are already doing, that is to upgrade the fingerprint scanning technology, allowing the machine to get a 3D information of your fingerprint. That is to say, you know, there's rising and sinking part on the finger where creates the fingerprint thing, and you get the 3D information because the length is different, so it's hard to actually imit with a photograph.
Wow, yeah. Niu Honglin, as a young lady with a background in engineering, I am always in awe when you showcase knowledge in all these very technical areas, and in many ways you educate me. Thank you very much for that, and I'm happy that you're on my side. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, the amazing and awesome Mr. Ryan Price.